Good morning, friends. Welcome to the Up and Running Morning Show. I'm Rick, your host, and joining us now live on the telephone is our friend George Culligan. He's going to be part of Jack DeJohnette's tribute to Miles Davis, and that's going to be at the Ulster Performing Arts Center on Wednesday. We are highly anticipating this show, and George is a big part of it. George Culligan has been on over 150 recordings, albums, CDs. He is a pianist, an organist, a drummer, a trumpeter, a teacher, a band leader, and he's going to be at UPAC on Wednesday. George, good morning.
Good morning.
How's everything?
I'm doing okay.
And when did you first get turned on to music? What inspired you? What was the spark?
Oh, that's a great question. I think when I started to really sort of feel like music was going to be my thing, I want to say middle school.
Huh.
You know, I did sort of have some lessons. I was in second grade, piano for about a month, I did trumpet, wasn't really clicking, and then it was middle school, thanks to a really great band director named Lee Stevens, and then taking a music camp where we had a music appreciation class, and, you know, started listening to, you know, records like, you know, Clifford Brown and Coltrane and Herbie Hancock and stuff like that, you know, Miles. And I just really liked listening. Of course, listening was a different thing back then in the 80s, you know, compared to what people do now. But I was one of those people that was always in the band room. That was kind of where I felt the most at home. And I just loved to listen and work on music. I wanted to be a composer.
Huh.
And I didn't really get into being a jazz pianist until later, because I was a classical trumpeter and I played drums.
So what was the first instrument that you really found that you enjoyed and wanted to have a career doing?
Well, I kind of thought, I mean, thanks to a lot of the records I was listening to, like, again, Clifford Brown, Dizzy Gillespie, you know, Miles Davis, Art Farmer, and Wynton Marsalis. You know, this is when Wynton Marsalis was just new on the scene, and he was an inspiration, and also because he played classical and jazz.
Yeah,
I thought maybe I would do something like that, but you know, when I was in college, I went to Peabody Conservatory in Baltimore, but it just, you know, that, I don't know, as I was there, I sort of realized that maybe that wasn't going to be my thing, and I just sort of gravitated towards piano, mostly to try to learn harmony, but I learned enough that I just started doing gigs around Baltimore and D.C., and I just became, it's kind of just snowballed, and I got on the scene there, and people were like, well, what are you playing trumpet or piano? And just eventually, I was just doing so much on piano, it seemed like that was what I was meant to do, and I just kind of went from there. I moved to New York in 1995. And I was playing with Gary Bartz, and I had been playing with Buster Williams a little bit, and, you know, I at a certain point wanted to, you know, really be on the real scene, you know, sort of beyond Baltimore and Washington, and you know, I wanted to play with the best. So that's kind of what ended up happening. It was a bit circuitous, I think. You know.
Well, you are an in-demand player, and you've worked with Jack DeJohnette, John Scofield, Cassandra Wilson, Ravi Coltrane, and others. Do you learn something every time you play with these cats?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I mean, that's in a way, just playing with the greatest musicians is, to me, better than, you know, some people now go for their doctorate of musical arts, and which is, you know, again, I'm in academia now, yeah. but I also think that there has to be a real connection. Otherwise, it's sort of a tenuous connection with the music. You know, I played with Gary Barth a lot in the 90s, and he recently came through Portland, Oregon, where I live, and I played with him on the PDX Jazz Festival, and I learned a lot because he's always learning and he's always bringing new stuff, even at age 82 now. Mm. So yeah, every time I play with the greats, it's not just I'm there to play and do what I do, but I'm there to learn. I mean, speaking of Jack DeJohnette, he knows so much music and just his career, all the people he's played with, you know, and he still has tremendous energy. And yeah, I mean, in a way, I'm sort of this upcoming performance. I think I'm going to learn a lot, you know.
Yeah.
And that's the key to it, is that it's you want to always be learning something, because then, you know, if you're just sort of, I mean, any musician that sort of feels like, oh, I'm done, or I've mastered everything, you know, maybe they should not do it anymore.
Yeah,
you know, I mean,
yeah.
That's kind of sad. I mean, there's always something to learn.
That's what I always say to the youth also. It's like you can play a video game for hours and hours and hours and log in lots of time doing it. Eventually, you'll beat the game. The piano, drums, guitar, you'll never win. You'll never beat the game. You'll always learn. You'll always try something unique. And yourself, you're a teacher, and you probably express this to others yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and I think all the greatest musicians have that curiosity forever. Mm. You know, Jack, Billy Hart is one of those kind of people who just always... It's not so much like, well, I've done this. It's like he's more curious about what you're doing. And the same with Jack. He's kind of like, oh, show me some chords, or like, you know, like let's try this. And you know, whether it's speaking about it or doing it on the bandstand, you know. Mm. And that to me was, you know, because I was in Jack's band, like, or working with him regularly, say, end of 2009 to 2016, we did quite a lot of playing.
Yeah.
And it was just like, you know, get on the bandstand and go for stuff.
Mm.
You know, in fact, there was a time when he came through, we played in Seattle and Portland, and it was me, him, and Matt Garrison and Don Byron, and we mostly just played free. I mean,
wow.
It was like free music. And I was a little bit like, hey, what are we going to play? <You know? laughs> And I was like, we don't need to have tunes. You know what I mean? Like, of course we have tunes, and Jack knows a million tunes. I mean, you know, he knows all the lyrics. It's insane, like, how much music he knows and can play it on piano. Because he was a pianist before he played drums. You know? So anyway, we just kind of just started playing, and like the bulk of the set would be just free exploration. I was like, are the people in Seattle gonna be feeling this?
Yeah.
But they loved it. It was amazing. And I was like, this is proof. It's like, if you have intuitive, you know, open musicians, it doesn't really matter what you play. It's more about what people bring to the set, you know, and how it's just a conversation.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
So
that's a great way to put it. And that's it. It's a musical conversation. You don't have to have words to know where you're going and what you're talking about, which is cool.
Yeah.
And now come Wednesday night, what are you looking most forward to, George Culligan?
Oh boy. Well, I mean, it's kind of a reunion, you know. I haven't seen Jack since a minute before the pandemic.
Wow.
And I've spoken to him a number of times, and you know, so I'm looking forward to seeing him and some of the other players as well. I used to work with Don Byron a lot in the 2000s. I mean, we did a lot of touring, and you know, I played so many of his projects. Matthew Garrison is amazing.
Yeah.
You know, and he's kind of helping to organize this whole thing. You know, Will Calhoun is an amazing drummer. We played together with Don a number of times.
Oh, cool.
And Luisito, the percussionist, we played with Jack. We did Newport together and, you know, that sort of thing. I have not ever played with Wallace Roney Jr. That's really exciting. You know, I played with his father a number of times, but, you know, that's, wow. You know, especially as a tribute to Miles, it's good to have a great trumpet player.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think it's going to be interesting because it's, you know, it's kind of a tribute to Miles, but it's also a tribute to Jack.
Yeah.
And
Jack
to me,
now, I'm sorry to interrupt, but Jack now, he's not hitting the road anymore. He's not touring. So this is what he's doing. And as he told me a couple of days ago, you know, he's not going to head out to Seattle anymore. And he's trying to get the greatest players he can think of to come and join him at the Ulster Performing Arts Center on Wednesday night. And he's done it. He's amassed an incredible lineup of super talented musicians. And what he told us is that you're going to be exploring a bunch of Miles Davis music as well as, well, in a tribute to Miles, music that, well, he may not have written, but will be explored in a same kind of feel.
Yes, exactly. And I think that it's going to be great, you know, regardless, but I think there'll be, you know, because the thing about Jack, I think it's funny. I remember we did this gig in Cambridge, of all places, and Jack was right before we went on stage, he was like, "What, we should try to," because we would always just stretch and stretch, like it would, you know, because it just was so fun to play.
Yeah.
And he was like, "Well, we should maybe try to play shorter solos because, you know, then we could play more tunes." And I was being somewhat facetious. I said, "Well, you're just going to have to play it worse because once we get going, it just feels, we can't stop. It feels too good." I mean, and that to me is the mark of a great,
ensemble.
Yeah. If the rhythm feels good, then you just want to keep playing. And that's what I try to tell my students, is that you just want to have, the feel has to be right. It has to feel good, and it has to people have to want to play with that. And that's a bit abstract. You can't get that from a book.
Right.
You can't go in a method book and talk about feel.
Yeah,
you know, because it's got to be organic. I mean, and Jack's kind of like one of the greatest examples of that. It's like he's very influential as a drummer and as a musician, but it's hard to copy him exactly. You know, it's like people can. I mean, and I think with anybody, it's like. So that's, to me, you know, Jack has taken he's taken some from Tony Williams and Roy Haynes and Elvin. And he's kind of put it all together into this very unique approach.
Yeah.
And it's the way he colors the music and the way Jack never lets you down. You know, wherever you want to go, he's going to go there with you. And this is why he's been so in demand for decades and decades and decades, because people want that in their music, you know.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's amazing.
Well, George Culligan, thank you for joining us this morning and giving us some insight into your world and what's going to be happening on stage Wednesday night. There's a couple of special guests that are also going to be on the bill, and I'm sure that's going to be an amazing addition. So I'm sure you're looking forward to and anticipating this magical night.
I am.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I can only suggest to all the listeners, get your tickets. If you have not yet, get them now, because they're going to be gone quick. And take our advice, George and I, to get your tickets. And don't miss, as Jack himself said, this historic musical event. And thanks for being a part of it, George, and all the best to you. And we can't wait to see you Wednesday night at the Ulster Performing Arts Center. Again, George Colligan, our guest this morning, part of the tribute to Miles Davis at UPAC. All the best to you. Let's stay in touch, and we'll keep tabs on you, George. And good luck with teaching. And you are a professor in Portland. Tell the folks.
Yes, yes, I teach at Portland State University. And I've been out here for about 12 years, but I'm still playing when I can. And now that there's not so much of the COVID thing, I'm getting out there, and I'm really looking forward to doing this thing with Jack. It's going to be amazing.
Well, thank you very much. All the best to you. Stay in touch. And thanks for being a part of the show and for being a part of Jack's musical world as well. So all the best to you, and thank you.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much.
All right. This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick. That was George Colligan. We'll be right back after these messages.